Good. Great. Now, the debt is taken care of. I can go to my office, and I hope that Mayor Falafel Bulichkov is not there today. Because when he is, it's very hard to take bribes from Jewish peoples when they come in and cry to me, please, please, let my son off from the draft. Please, please, let him not join Tsar's army. Well, for right price, we'll do it. But if boss is there, it's very hard. Okay, now here I am. Now, let me take out my keys and open the door. Ha, it's locked. This is great. This means the mayor, Falafel Bulichkov, is not here now. Good. Here, let me go in now and start my work for today. Okay. Before I start my work, let me put in few logs in the fireplace. You know, here in Russia, it's very cold in winter, and in spring, and in fall, and in summer. Let me start the fire, and this will warm up in office in no time. Ah, never talking. Ha, look at that. I already see you coming to my office. My pockets are going to be very full today. Please, come in.
Hi, good morning, Mr. Gregory, Assistant Mayor, and how are you? How are you
Please, sir, calm down. What is it that I can do for you? Please, don't be nervous. There's nothing to be nervous about.
Yeah, that's very easy for you to say. That's because it's not your son that's being drafted into the Tsar's army, but it's my son that's being drafted into the Tsar's army.
And what is wrong with fighting for Mother Russia, may I ask?
Well, I don't mean to say there's anything wrong, but I don't know if it's for everyone. I mean, really, it could be for everyone. It should be for everyone.
Enough! Stop stammering and stuttering. Tell me what you want.
Well, I want an exemption for my son.
Exemption? And why in the world should I give your son an exemption? Why should he be different than everyone else in this town?
I mean, everyone else in this town gets off from being drafted because of what they offer those in charge, and
that's precisely what I'm saying. If you give also what everyone else in town gives, then I also will let your son off the hook.
Well, how about if I give you this bag over here? If I empty it on your desk, will that be okay?
This is very good
for half your son. It's very good for half my son?
Yes. This is enough for me to exempt his right hand on the right foot on a couple of his toes. And I'll tell you what, I'll even throw in one of his ears for no extra price. But that's it.
Perhaps. It's a good thing I came with another bag. And how about if I empty this bag on your desk as well?
Now we have whole boy, the other leg, the other hand, and all the toes, and everything with that. No problem, I write here papers that your son exempt.
Yes, please, if you could sign these papers over here, and I'll be my way, very quickly.
Yes, please, okay, here are the papers, have a good day. Oh no, did I hear door opening? In middle of meeting with this Jew, that's no good. That means the mayor, Falafel Bulichkov, came in middle of my meeting with the Jew. I hope he didn't hear. Oh, that's what's going on here. Let me quickly clear off all this money from my desk before he sees. Oh no. Oh no, I hear him coming. I better finish up quick.
Good morning, Gregory.
Good morning, Mayor Falafel Bulichkov.
Good morning again. Why is it that you look so nervous? And why is it that you're cleaning off your desk piles and piles of money over here? And I have one more question. Why is it that you, he walks in, I see, from distance, he walks in very nervous, and he walks out very happy?
For me, very good questions, Mayor Flavobolichkov. Very good questions. I have answers in one of my desk drawers. Yeah, let me see. Is it this drawer? No. The answer is not in this drawer, but maybe it's in the other drawer.
Enough.
Gregory, do you think that I was born yesterday? Do you think that I'm a fool? Well,
that's not for you to answer.
Now listen, I know that you've been taking bribes from Jews for a long time now. And I was keeping an eye on you. Don't think I didn't notice that you're taking bribes from all the Jews.
Me taking bribes? I mean.
Listen very carefully. From now on, I'm warning you, and I'm warning you very clear, that if I catch you taking one more bribe from Jew and exempting from Zaz army, then you'll be in big trouble.
Of course. I will never again take any bribes.
But from now on, I will be taking the bribes. I see that this is very good business here. You have no more permission to take the bribes, but from now on, I will be the one to take the bribes here in this here town. You understand, Gregory? If you still want your job here in this office.
Yes, of course, Mayor Falafel-Bolochkov.
Oh, Gregory, I have one more question for you.
Another question?
Yes. Why in the world does your nose look like a tomato?